This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I feel really good about this, but guess what I'm having for breakfast today? Coleslaw. Now, I'm eating this coleslaw. It came from El Pollo Loco. Is it El Pollo Loco or El Pollo Asado? Probably El Pollo Loco. And the coleslaw isn't really that bad. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't I eat coleslaw for breakfast? Then every day I could lose weight. Well, I think coleslaw, isn't coleslaw more fattening than other salads? I think it is. I think it's about, I'm seeing anywhere from 150 to 200 calories per cup. So my guess is, yeah, coleslaw could be pretty fattening. I don't really know how to make coleslaw. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the coleslaw right now. Maybe you guys know. But it's not the dark green vegetables. See, for you to, like, really eat, you know, healthy, you have to have the real colorful sort of vegetables with the acanthine in it. Am I pronouncing it correctly? You know, where you have the dark greens and the bright reds. But then again, there are some purple cabbage-type things in here, and cabbage is pretty healthy. So I'm kind of looking at this, and I'm like, okay, am I doing right? I don't really know how to make it. I'm actually going to look up right now how to make coleslaw. I never could stand coleslaw. I'm not a big fan of coleslaw at all. Why? Because it's a vegetable. I mean, if I'm going to have milky soup-like vegetables, I would, no. It just doesn't seem to work for me. Well, while I'm trying to figure out a coleslaw recipe, yeah, somebody said that it's a lot of mayonnaise, and maybe that's why it's fattening. Okay, so here we go. Here's a coleslaw recipe. You have red cabbage and carrots and coleslaw mix. You have a half a cup of mayonnaise. You have 2 tablespoons of white sugar. You have 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice. So lemon juice gives you some vitamin C. You got a tablespoon of white vinegar. You have a teaspoon of kosher salt. Yeah, don't ask me that. I know I should know what the difference is, but I don't. And then you add black pepper. And I got to tell you guys, okay, probably the mayonnaise is what makes this fattening. It doesn't make it the best choice in terms of salad. But if you're actually going to be, you know, eating donuts or bagels and cream cheese, maybe a coleslaw breakfast is a way to go. And while I'm on this nutrition kick, okay, I know, I'm really not the person to give you guys nutrition advice, but there's a headline out today on what is the best time of day to burn the most calories. And I've known this as a doctor. I've known that some people's metabolism varies throughout the day, so you may actually have a higher metabolic rate at certain times of the day. But I was a little shocked at what they found. They found that people burn 10% more calories in the late afternoon and early evening compared with the early morning. So me, I always thought it was early morning because your body's like, all right, we got to get you up. We got to get you going. You start to get the adrenaline, but maybe not. Maybe the body's like, wait a second. They were asleep, so they're going to start storing some fat, storing some calories. Then when you wake up, they're like, everybody hold the phone. Let's see what happens after she goes to the bathroom. And that makes sense. So according to study author Kirsa Marja Zitting of the Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders at Brigham and Women's Hospital, she says the fact that doing the same thing at one time a day burns so many more calories than doing the same thing at a different time of day surprised us.
Now, this could explain why night shift workers and other people that don't keep regular schedules have a harder time losing weight, because some of these schedules may not align with people's internal clocks. They say it's possible that eating when your energy expenditure requirements are lower may make you tend to gain weight. Now, the new study didn't specifically look at that. What they did is they looked at, and I have this where, oh, I apologize. They have the test subjects in a room, and I believe they had them for about 36 hours. And what they did is they measured, it was for 37 days. Men and women in the study lived in a laboratory without clocks, windows, phones, or internet, which eliminated environmental disruptions. And I'm telling you right now, you put me in a laboratory without the internet or the phone or a window for 37 seconds, I'm going to be running around and my adrenaline's going to kick up. 37 days. They said the researchers also carefully regulated their sleep and wake times, moving them back by 4 hours each day. And these effects threw off the participants' bodily clocks and forced their circadian rhythms to operate based only on internal factors. So basically, they took external factors out of the way, and they, by internal factors, were able to manipulate their circadian rhythm. Then they were able to observe their body's true biological morning, afternoon, and night, separate from those on a clock. Then they looked at food intake and activity levels, and those were defined and tracked by the researchers. And so basically, what they ended up finding was at that time of the day, that their late, shall we say, late afternoon, early evening, they seem to have more energy expenditure. They said when people what happened is it was lowest during their biological night. They call it their late biological night. So basically when we're sleeping. And then 12 hours later, that's when they had a little spike. So their energy expenditure was higher 12 hours later. So if you are asleep at 5 in the morning, then 12 hours later will be 5 at night. That's kind of where they got this from. So what does that mean? Well, it says if you're trying to lose weight, you got to keep regular sleep, regular eating schedules. You have to have a consistent, predictable pattern, bodies like that. And then, have a good breakfast, have a good lunch, but maybe don't eat as many calories then, because it looks like you'll burn them more, right, later in the day. I think that's pretty fascinating, I love that kind of stuff where it's like, you stick a person in a lab, you figure out what makes them tick, and then you go, all right, guys, do it outside. I just don't know how anybody could be 37 days without their iPhone. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. So, we're still in shock by the shooting that happened on Wednesday night. 28-year-old Ian Long, a former Marine combat veteran who had been stationed in Afghanistan during his tours, had come in with a Glock and an illegal extra capacity magazine. He first shot a security guard outside the bar. This is at the Borderline Bar and Grill, and this was Wednesday night, college night, and unfortunately killed 12 people. Before killing himself. And Todd Stratton, who was at the bar with two friends who died, said he was in disbelief because he had known Long for years. He said, "My friend killed my other friends, and I was just there to see it all happen." He said, "I didn't think that he was the type of person that would do this, and I don't understand it." Now, apparently, yesterday, police searched the home Long shared with his mother. It's very interesting. Some of these killers, they live at home with their mother. Adam Lanza did, too. But Adam Lanza, I think, was still a teenager. But he,
They searched his home. He was 28 years old, and that's the thing. It's very, very common now. A lot of millennials still live at home with their parents, which is understandable considering the economic environment that they kind of grew up in. So I get that. And they said there were rumors that Long suffered from PTSD. Long's high school track coach said that he physically assaulted her his senior year, but she never filed charges. Dominique Colel said there are hundreds of thousands of people with PTSD. They don't go around shooting people. This kid was mentally disturbed in high school. Now, there's been a vigil. Hundreds joined in song outside the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Overflow crowd. I mean, just people pouring in their tributes. But, you know, we're now hearing, oh, yeah, this kid had problems. Kid, 28 years old. This guy had problems. And he had PTSD. Well, look, there's a lot of people with PTSD out there. People who had a car accident, people who were raped, people who had, you know, served military time. It doesn't mean they're going to be a shooter. And you keep hearing, well, you know, these people had PTSD. Maybe we need to redefine this PTSD and not keep calling it like a disorder. So our post-traumatic stress disorder is called just that. You're traumatized. It's post the trauma. You're stressed. And it's a disorder. And yeah, it's a nice way to bring awareness to people who have been traumatized that they may, for a very long time, if not forever, you know, have issues. So that's why they use disorder. And the National Center for PTSD estimates 7 or 8 out of every 100 people in the U.S. will develop it at some point in their lives. So that's 8%. They say 8 million adults will have it in any given year, more women than men, about 10% compared to 4, develop PTSD. And they say PTSD can happen to anyone. It's not a sign of weakness. They say a number of factors can increase the chance that someone will develop PTSD, many of which are not under that person's control. For example, if you were directly exposed to the trauma or injured, you're more likely to develop it. So what are symptoms of PTSD? Well, you know, it's when somebody has, let's say, flashbacks or nightmares or they relive an event and they just can't move on from it. If they avoid situations or conversations that can bring up the traumatic event. So there's a lot of us out there that's like, we can't watch a rape scene in a movie, or we can't, you know. Now, doesn't mean we have a disorder. Doesn't mean that we have a quote-unquote illness. Doesn't mean we have a condition. If it prevents us from doing daily activities, yes, it could be considered that. So, like, let's say, for example, let's say somebody was raped in a stairwell. They will never take stairs again. Some of them. Let's say they do that. Now, I don't blame them for not wanting to be in a stairwell. Some stairwells are pretty scary. All right? So I get that. But if they won't take a flight of stairs that's out in the open, you know, or in their house, they have to just, you know, be on the downstairs floor. Then you start to wonder, okay, is this starting to now manifest outside the realm? And so, you know, if you feel abnormally negative, guilty, shame, disinterest in activities, distrustful of people, afraid or numb. So, you know, somebody, let's say, was, you know, assaulted. The average person who was assaulted can still have relationships with, you know, the gender that assaulted them. But you have some that can never look at a man or a woman again. Can never be around a man again. Then they probably may need some, you know, some help, some counseling. Because at work, you are going to interact with men and women. So, if you're always jittery, on alert, jumpy all the time, that could be a sign that somebody has post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, there are stigmas attached because movies have stereotyped these as, all right, somebody's just going to get up and start shooting. And so now people think, oh, if you have PTSD, then, you know, you have a, you know, psychiatric issue. Well, no, not entirely. You have a disorder where the trauma still stresses you out. And by the way, that may be a very successful defense mechanism. You know, I can't tell you how many, you know, how many, shall we say, scenarios people of my grandparents' generation would avoid because they didn't want to be taken to a basement and shot, because that's what they, you know, endured and, you know, lived around with Nazis. So you have, you know, many people that just, you know, or they may not want to be in closed spaces. They were POW. Don't put them in a closed room. Well, I don't blame them. It brings back memories. They feel like they can't escape. So sometimes it's a defense mechanism. You know, driving a car. If you were in a car accident, you're not really going to want to get back behind the wheel right away. Now, I was in multiple car accidents, and my husband kept saying, get back behind the wheel. And, you know, I did, and I love to drive. You know, but, you know, fortunately, thank God, none of these accidents were very, very bad. But you do start, you know, I mean, your mind is smarter than you think. If they're like, Dr. Dahlia can't drive worth crap, and she's going to get into an accident, or she's going to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, why don't I keep Dr. Dahlia away from a freeway? Even if the accident isn't my fault, my body will tell me, will try to keep me away from that so I don't keep putting myself in danger. So, and then we overcome. So me, I got right back in the car. But I mean, I really love to drive. I love driving. If I could be a race car driver, I would. So they say people can often go without treating the condition and suffer in silence because they don't want that negative stigma. But remember, PTSD is not the fault of the person. Yet when we talk about PTSD, we identify a person as having it, so it makes it look like, well, it's on them. You couldn't handle the rape. You couldn't handle the car accident. You couldn't handle your military service. And no, all right, you see your comrades get blown to pieces. That's, I mean, that is not something a normal human in society, you know, endures. And so the average person doesn't think that, but somebody with PTSD feels that that's how people look at them. And so maybe we need to quit calling it PTSD. I mean, maybe we need to maybe not be naming it like a disorder, but we need to maybe destigmatize it by saying, okay, you know, this stuff is normal. You know, you are going to have, you know, reactive memories, or you are going to have defense mechanisms that come into play. But in medicine and in psychiatry, we have to put everything in a disorder. We have to categorize things. And so if somebody does get out of the military and they do end up, you know, having issues and flashbacks and things like that, and, you know, fits of rage, etc., you know, they may be more willing to hide it because they don't want somebody saying that they have a disorder. Now, same thing is starting to be done with CTE, if you guys see. All right? When we, you know, start talking about how O.J. Simpson might have had CTE, or Aaron Fernandez, all right, who had serving jail time for murder when he killed himself, and we start hearing that many football players with their concussions may have PTSD or CTE, then how much do you think, how often do you think future football players are going to want to say, oh, yeah, I have it too, I think? They are so afraid of people die thinking that they are going to be violent or they're going to shoot somebody. So, you know, it's the way we as society are approaching these subjects and we're labeling them. But, yes, we may have some football players out there that have gotten too many hits to their head. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Presidents Trump and Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel visit the French site where the armistice agreement was signed 100 years ago. Earlier, Trump met with Macron at the palace where France's president talked about his idea of a European military.
I do share President Trump's view that we need a much better burden sharing within NATO. And that's why I do believe that my proposals for European defense are totally consistent with that, because it means more Europe within that NATO, more capacity, in order to take our part of the burden.
President Trump says he wants a strong Europe, and whichever way it can be done, the best and most efficient is something they both want. Trump attacked his host earlier on Twitter over the idea of having a European military, Trump calling it an insult. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So KM, he puts his initials there, writes, I teach at a university and was listening to your show the other night, and thank you. He goes, I worry that the next shooter could be indiscernible, sitting the whole time in my class. What he's alluding to is Ian Long, the shooter of the Thousand Oaks Bar shooting from Wednesday night, had after his discharge from the military, went to work as a physical trainer, went to school, went to college, took classes at, I believe, UC Northridge. And so he's alluding to that segment when we were talking about how, you know, a lot of times the shooters could just be every day, you know, next to us, and you never know. He said, but in the 25 years I've been teaching, I'm losing the close interactions and relationships with the students I once had. He said students and I were close, and these days the kids don't ask questions at the end of class. Many don't even come to class anymore. How do you connect with your students, or do you have the same problems? So this is interesting. This is very interesting. Okay. The generation of students right now, they call them the millennials, right? You know, that it's the millennial generation. For those of us not teaching, you know, in grade school or, you know, middle school or high school, but those of us teach at universities, pretty much the generation is mostly millennials. Maybe you'll have a couple Generation X's, maybe you'll have a couple of Generation Z's, whatever. But, you know, I've been teaching in some capacity, all right, for over 20 years. I've taught, you know, students at, you know, universities. I've taught students in high schools. I've taught medical students in a variety of settings. And then now I'm actually in the classroom setting where you have students that are sitting there listening to you and you're lecturing. And I'm doing that almost every day. And it's one of the best jobs I could ever imagine. I love it. But I think professors out there need to realize that people are rapidly changing and evolving. And so the students I have here, 2018 going into 2019, were very different from the types of students in 2007 or 2004. They're a different breed. I think even better. But you need to realize that there's some differences. So you know, we call them the millennials, but it really is the generation of communication. These kids are all about communication and good communication. And so, let's say, for example, somebody puts a post up on Instagram or Facebook, and you don't like it. You don't click like. They're not going to think it's because you didn't see it. They're going to think, oh, yeah, you saw it, and you didn't like it. And whereas we used to, you know, in the olden days, we could pretend we didn't get the letter. We could pretend we're not home. I mean, if my mom called me in the 90s, I would have picked up the phone, she'd leave a message, and I could just say, oh, I didn't check my messages. Now, with the text, she knows gosh darn well I saw her message because it came out as a text. This is the era of communication. And the millennials now, they are the generation of communication. They know how to communicate some of the best. Maybe they may not communicate their feelings that well. But, you know, if you want them to answer you back, you get an answer right away. And they expect the same. So if you're a professor or, you know, somebody, a mentor or coach or whatever, and you don't respond, that's a big slight. That affects them. Now, back when I was a student, it was more of being a part of a herd. You'd want to lay low. You wouldn't want to stand out. Now, I still stood out. I didn't want the professor to know my name. And you would think me as extroverted as I am, but no, I was a student in the 90s. And no, you know what? Let me kind of, you know, do my thing in the back of the class. Let me come late. Don't know who I am. Let me lay low. I'll stand out once I get out of school, but let me get out of school first. It's different. These students love it when I learn their names. There's a lot of them. So that would be my advice to you. You know, learn your students' names. You want to connect with them, you know, embrace their individuality. And that's the other thing, too. These students, they are very individualistic, and they want to stand out. Now, yes, you have some students that don't participate because they're tired and they want to blend in. I get that. But I don't see as much herding and sisterhood and brotherhood and groupings. I see a lot of individualism. Now, maybe it's because these kids are bombarded with personalities all day long that they really, they don't need to hang with people when they see them in the flesh. And so, you know, going back to this, you know, this professor saying, you know, students used to, you know, come and talk to them at the end of class, etc. 20, 30 years ago, professors, and before that, professors were adorned. They were, really respected, and, you know, being a professor had a lot of quan. Now, you know, this generation doesn't look at doctors and pilots and, you know, firefighters and things like that with the same awe that we grew up learning. And one reason for that is, you know, becoming, let's say, a politician or a celebrity, that meant you must have been of some royalty. Now, people are seeing, you know, people they went to school with or watched on TV years ago, all of a sudden, you know, just skyrocket to the White House or skyrocket to certain jobs, etc. When you know, when Mark Zuckerberg, a college student, ends up running Facebook, it starts to, you know, make these people less like gods, but like, you know what? Any one of us can become president. Any one of us. So, you know, yeah, my professor's up there, but, you know, he's not that special. Whereas in the olden days, we were. And the other thing, too, is what's very interesting is these students are always bombarded with opinions. They are they get opinions and they get, you know, commentary all the time. And so you as a professor or a parent or a mentor need to not have commentary. Otherwise, they're like, all right, this is just commentary. You need to show them that you're actually giving them something that they can't get anywhere else. So, you know, they could Google anything now. They don't need a professor. They could watch their lectures online. They could watch other medical schools' lectures. Why are they going to come to your class? Why are they going to meet you? Well, because you're doing something with them that they can't get on a screen. And so as a professor, I had to learn very quickly that I had to do little activities that were just really meaningful, really, you know, high value, that they would, you know, going, you know what, if I'm going to learn this, I learn more when I'm in the classroom. And those are some of the things, you know, you have to look at. So, you know, the millennial generation is actually one of my favorites. Now that I know so many of them and I've, you know, bonded, I didn't realize how difficult they have it, you know, and it's a lot harder for them. And I think a lot of them are lonely. You know, you don't have a lot of sorority type stuff. Yeah, there's sororities and fraternities out there, et cetera, but you have a lot of people that prefer being alone. And sometimes they get lonely. And it's a real, real rough time to live. Plus, you know, you're always worried about a shooter. You know, I mean, politics is horrible. Nobody knows what their future is going to be in education or in the economy. We don't know if we're going socialized or not. So when you do see a millennial, cut them some slack, you know. Don't say, well, we were tougher. I don't blame their hypersensitivity when it comes to Facebook likes and Instagram and things like that, because they have to be very in tune to what people think, because their competition is fierce. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out of the hospital, has been discharged. And from what we're being told, she is doing well and working from home. That's according to Kathy Arberg, told USA Today. Now, earlier this week, she had been working at her office and had fallen and sustained three rib fractures. She hadn't known that at the time, but she went home, wasn't feeling well, so she checked herself into the hospital. They then x-rayed her, found the rib fractures, and they kept her overnight for observation. And they did that because with rib fractures, the biggest danger one has is pneumonia. Rib fractures rarely slice the lung or cause hemothoraxes, although I did have a patient, I've told you guys about that, ended up that being the case. And again, it's because the only reason why I caught it is I always listen to the lung sounds, want to make sure they're not developing pneumonia. Couldn't really hear a lot of lung sounds, couldn't hear a lot of aeration and, you know, movement of air in the lungs. We took an x-ray, and you could see he had an effusion. And the effusion wasn't inflammatory cells. It was blood. He had been bleeding, and it was a hemothorax. The funny thing is this was a gentleman who had broken his ribs in a motorcycle accident, and he kept coming back because he was still in pain, so people were calling him a drug seeker. And I don't care if you're a drug seeker or not. You have pain. I'm going to, you know, assume this is the first time you've been evaluated, if this is the first time I'm meeting you. And that's how we picked it up. Poor guy. From what I understand, he did well. They drained the blood, and, you know, he ended up doing okay. But the big worry we have with rib fractures is you are in so much pain, and we're talking one rib fracture is painful. Imagine three, that you don't want to take a deep breath. And as I said yesterday, this is one of very few illnesses or complaints that patients would come in with that I am very liberal when it comes to a pain medication prescription. I'm not going to tell you to go home and take ibuprofen. I will give you a narcotic prescription. I mean, not a lot of pills, but I will give you a narcotic prescription because I need to make sure that you will take a big deep breath. I want you to inhale and exhale without going ow, 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 and just doing little shallow breaths. You do little shallow breaths, stasis. And stasis in nature or in medicine is always bad. You know, what happens if you have a little doggy pool outside, you know, your backyard or patio, and the water sits there for a couple days? It gets murky and cloudy and, you know. But if you have a fountain and things are moving, it's clear water. So same thing with the lungs. You don't move things in and out, then a little bacteria that does get in, it's not going to get out. So that bacteria has a nice little area to set up shop. So pneumonia is the big worry we have. So my guess is what they did is they gave her something for pain. Excuse me, they gave her an antibiotic, and they also gave her, we call it a spirometry, even though spirometry is a test to check, to evaluate your lung function, but a spirometer that you have to blow into, and it has a little ball, and you got to blow hard enough for the ball to get to a certain area, and we medical providers will give you one of those, so you at home, you know, make sure that you're taking deep enough breaths. Now, people will say, well, I don't want to make the rib fracture worse. The rib fracture won't heal if I'm breathing deeply. Yes, it will. Your bone's going to heal. And the ribs know that you're breathing. I mean, you have to breathe. So your ribs will heal even though you're moving. Now, I mean, if you have one big, huge break where the rib is practically falling out of the body, yes, you're going to have surgery. But these cracks in the ribs, no, they'll heal. About 6 weeks. So, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been discharged from the hospital. She's home. And I understand the media, this is what makes it tough. And I got to admit, I saw a lot of crap on social media. But then I saw some people, you know, who were very, very stand up. And they were like, you know, look, you know, we pray that she gets better. You know, wouldn't wish that pain on our worst enemy. You know, unfortunately for the Supreme Court justice and, you know, for our administration, this is a, there's no way to get around the politics around this. You have the oldest Supreme Court justice, 85 years old, real tough cookie. I mean, she's battled pancreatic cancer. She's battled prior rib fractures. She's battled arteriosclerosis, having a stent in one of the arteries of her heart. She is one tough cookie. But people are concerned. Does she have the, you know, does she have the health status, or does she have the, would she be able to be fit for duty for the Supreme Court? And the Supreme Court, like I said, it's kind of tricky in that, you know, you get to serve for life. And we basically have to rely on you deciding that you're going to retire. She has no plans to retire soon. At least she's staying till 2020. And And, you know, on one end, whether I like her politics or not, I don't blame her. You know, I mean, for this woman to come out of the hospital, and people are like, yeah, right, she's really working. I don't know. I'm a workaholic. When I had surgery, I started working that night. I gave birth and I was back at work in 3 days. I mean, I'm a workaholic, so I wouldn't be surprised. You know, for somebody to be 85 years old and a Supreme Court justice, she has to have a little workaholism in her. So I'm not surprised by that. But you hear a lot of talk of impeachment when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, the Democrats are going to now impeach Brett Kavanaugh because he had alcohol in college. And didn't President Obama, didn't he do cocaine or was there something? Yeah, and then, you know, Bill Clinton with marijuana. Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh and the alcohol is impeachment material. All right, whatever. But it's really difficult to remove a Supreme Court justice. And, again, and we talked about the clause and the article in the Constitution, but, you know, they could serve as long as they have, quote-unquote, good behavior. So there has only been one Supreme Court justice removed back in 1805. And so good behavior doesn't necessarily mean, you know, lack of dementia or lack of physical ailments. So it's a seat that people are watching. And you heard half the country gasp when they heard that she went to the hospital. You had half the country go, oh, you know, and it should have been like that. We all should have been, you know, we don't want to see an older woman, you know, suffer. But looks like, you know, she's on the mend. And, people are watching. But, you know, for people asking, well, you know, look, you know, does she sit there, fall asleep? You know, is she cognizant? Is she coherent enough to hear cases? For those of us that don't like the way she rules, we may say no. But for those who do like the way she rules, she does seem to have some very, you know, coherent and, logical statements. So nobody's going to say that she's not medically fit. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Nevada did vote to eliminate the tampon tax. That made, you know, national news. So women in Nevada can now buy feminine hygiene products without paying a, quote-unquote, tampon tax. So we removed the 7% sales tax on feminine hygiene products. Personally, I would also like to see male products also, you know, maybe not be taxed, like toilet paper. You know, I think it's very, very nice that, you know, we women who have to deal with periods don't have to pay an extra tax. I think it's nice, but, you know, I like the idea of equality and, you know, men too. Men have to use certain products that they really don't want to. And in fact, you know, I know a lot of men that don't use toilet paper. Maybe they'll start using toilet paper more if we eliminate the tax too. So just think of the guys as well. That's all I have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.